Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Waslowski. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Waslowski. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Petrocelli covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waslowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Petrocelli fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Conigliaro. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waslowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Waslowski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Waslowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waslowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Waslowski bunts towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Causey covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney bunts towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNairtney for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss moves to third. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. Foy strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Foy applying the tag. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Don Buford now playing second base. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. J.C. Martin now catching. Dick Kenworthy now play I. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Williams reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Gibson and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 4 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.